possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can I have a DH hit for any position if we're going to make changes here in Major League Baseball? If we're going to go through all the changes of pitch clocks and everything like that, can we have a DH hit for any position instead of just the pitcher now in Major League Baseball? Because I mean, wouldn't you just rather have him out there, Austin Hedges, than put Bo Naylor out there defensively? If they're both going to hit basically the same way, I'll just have Austin Hedges out there and put a DH for somebody else. I'll let a pitcher hit. I don't care.
That's why you need Tyler Naquin to get up here and start pitching.
Fine, whatever. That's great. That, we just keep thinking of great ideas over here, and there's not even weed in this studio right now, Owen. Think about that, Tone.
Speak for yourself.
Man, I would have said anybody other than Nolan Jones, but fortunately, finally, they've gotten the message.
There you go.
And Nolan Jones has gone bye-bye here for a little bit.
I mean, I don't want to be mean-spirited during a great thing, but I'm really not. I mean, you look at what Austin Hedges did yesterday. I mean, that's a... As much as I get frustrated and go, well, you know, during the low times, go $4 million on an extra coach for crying out loud. It's like, well, that's a manager in the making right there. You see what he did with Gavin Williams. Because I think what this did, I think a lot of us were worried about this rotation. And when Luis Ortiz is put on a paid leave list until August 31st at the earliest, which it doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon, for the gold gambling thing, because he apparently wanted to be Ace Rothstein, it hurts you a little bit because you've seen some brilliance there a little bit, and you're going, man, you know, this hasn't been a great year, but if my young rotation, and I can find an ace out of it, maybe we're going to be really good in the long run. Maybe this is really going to work in the long run. And that took a little bit of a hit, but I'm looking at it going, hey, I know what Gavin Williams just did. That's remarkable. Slade Ciccone has pitched very well. If I can get Tanner Bibee on the right track there, you're looking better. You're looking better.
You got playoff three rotation.
Right
there. Yeah.
You're looking better. You're looking for a playoff rotation. That's it. I mean, right now, I mean, most you can ask is three guys right there at the tippy top. Now, you know, I know that maybe it's a little bit revisionist with Slade, but it's been a nice season for him. And so yesterday, yeah, you beat the Mets, but I also think it changes your outlook for the future of the team as well as the season of the team. Because right now you're only a game and a half back of the wild card. It's become a little bit tougher as time goes on, but you still have an easier strength of schedule than... Are you still at the bottom of the barrel there with strength of schedule?
No.
Where are we
at? We've moved up to 21st now, so we've moved up quite a bit. But the one thing I will tell you is there's a toughest opponents, easiest opponents column, And the Guardians used to be one of the easiest opponents, and now they have slid over into the – they are a tough opponent for their
– they're the tougher
for the
opponent.
Team that they are playing against.
Are we going to have to pay attention to the power rankings of CBS and ESPN and all the other ones that come out weekly?
Pretty close to
we should be
it, yes.
Getting pretty close. I mean, they've played very good baseball here. I know they've played worse opponents, but they at least they've been taking care of those worse opponents and winning those baseball games. So, I mean, you couldn't always ask that, for crying out loud. So, I think it's – has it changed your outlook on the season? Is, I guess, what I should ask you.
Yeah, I mean, I see.
Has this, not? I mean, good God, not just a near no-hitter. I mean, that's a great thing, but guys who are on lousy teams can hit near no-hitters. Has this run, as well as this, changed it? Sorry, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, obviously, I thought they were done. I thought their season was dead. You want to talk about, you know, morale of an organization. Nobody was buying what Vogt was saying when he would come on during every game of the 10-game losing streak, and he would... You know, regale everybody of we're not quitters. We felt good today. Every day he felt good about his team, no matter what. And we're like, all right, we're not getting the truth from him anymore. So we're not going to listen to what Vogt has to say. But maybe behind the scenes, and you do wonder if there's an inflection point there with the suspensions. You do wonder if the guys in that clubhouse, you know, kind of flipped the switch on, you know, this season's going down a bad path. Now we got some of this contaminant out of the clubhouse. You can imagine those guys are fired up right now about everything. Think about the roller coaster of emotions.
Because you can't move on fast enough from that stuff.
And think about the trade deadline. Then you feel, look, we don't know what's true and what's not, but there's got to be some thought of betrayal in that clubhouse if you had two different pitchers, you know, doing extracurriculars that could harm your chance to win games for a team that's been a winning organization. You got to feel betrayal. Yeah. They got to be mad about it. And what are you going to do? How are you going to compartmentalize any of those feelings? How are you going to turn it into good? Well, I got an idea. Start winning series and start putting it together.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And they have done that. They've been able to do that. They've got a big part. I don't know if it's a whole fan base. They got the fan base, I think, on their side again. Instead of arguing payroll every day, it seems like fans, you know, you saw what a great weekend it was at home last weekend, attendance wise. People are talking about them again.
They had sellouts last
so
week.
Yeah, I think that a season in baseball, as long as you got enough talent, and that's what we were wondering about, I think it can change on a dime, and I think you may have had the chance for it to do just that right now. And now they're looking at their schedule, and they are seeing some vulnerabilities with the teams ahead of them, especially Detroit, who, what does that lead down to now? Six?
Six games.
Holy cow, you're 1.5 games out of the wild card.
Ken, you asked if it changed what we thought about them.
Yeah.
Not for me, because I said a month ago they were going to make the playoffs. I feel it even stronger than now. That they got swept by Detroit, and that sucked over 4th of July weekend, right? But they didn't play bad in that series. They didn't hit. That's what screwed them, right? They didn't score runs. So they lost like a 1-0 game and a 2-1 game, and then they lost one where I think they gave up 6 or 7, but it was in the 11th inning, right? Like, I thought they were okay, and then they came out and they started getting together, and they actually started scoring runs. And it's been the same way for Vogt for two seasons now. If you score less than 4 runs, you're screwed, but you could probably say that about most teams in Major League Baseball. When they go out and they can score 4 runs, they've got a legitimate chance to shut other teams down by the 6th, 7th inning. And once you get there, even though you don't always trust Gattis, right? You don't, Ken, personally. Nope. I do. He's in that setup role for a reason to me. Junis has looked good. And you have Cade Smith, who's popped into that closer role now, and now that he knows it's his, looks great in it. So if you can get to those guys, I still feel really confident about what they do.
By the way, later on in this show, I know I was critical of Stephen Vogt on Tuesday morning over all that stuff. I heard some unbelievably wild stuff about Stephen Vogt that I got to get very defensive of him later on in the show.
Was this a Vogt win or a Vogt loss, Ken?
It was definitely a Vogt win. You know what? I'm doubling down. It wasn't just a Gavin Williams win. It was a Vogt win as well, and I'll tell you why coming up later. However, do you know who was 2-for-4? CJ Kafis. It's time for a Kafis Corner. Mitch, hello.
Let's go, boys.
All right, what do you got, Mitch? I know that we have a great play. I know we're going to cook up a clip here. We also have a 2-for-4 rookie who's come up here, and we dedicated it to it with Kafis Corner. What do you got?
You mentioned that 2-for-4 performance by Colin Joseph Kafis yesterday. Had a pair of singles, one in the third inning and one in the ninth inning. However, neither of them leading to him scoring. Did have a pair of strikeouts yesterday, both swinging, so we know he's staying aggressive early on at the plate. Currently batting .250 in his first 5 games of his career. Has a hit in 4 of those games, at least one. But the big story yesterday with Kafis was his performance on the field. This was the big play that, for the time being, saved Gavin Williams' no-hitter.
Not hit hard. Racing in. CJ Kafis, a diving catch. He hung on for out number 2 here in the 7th.
Audio via Guardians TV.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV, just as Mitch said. I'm feeling good about CJ Kafis. You want the Kafis Corner. You want the call-up happen. I was more excited about Chase DeLauter being called up than he got hurt. Or the possibility of Chase DeLauter being called up than he got hurt. So
what I'm really excited about is they kept telling us, well, he's a first baseman, and we got no space for him because he got Carlos Santana and Kyle Manzardo. And then you throw him into right field, yeah. And he's out there doing things like that.
And
he makes
that play. And honestly, you wonder sometimes if some of that can be contagious, making plays.
Yes.
And I keep watching the highlight. I don't know what you guys thought. I thought for sure that Soto's home run was going to be robbed at the fence. Well, I keep watching the replay going, how is it not? How did he not get a glove on it?
The initial video of it looks like he's going to get it. And then they show it from the side. And from the side, he didn't really have a chance. They've got that extra wall built back there.
Right, but from the normal vantage point, you're like, how does he not at least knock it down? How does he not get to it? But it was awesome to see Kafis, and that's what had me excited, was when you make a play like that in a no-hitter to preserve something like that. Every no-hitter we've ever seen has had some kind of theatrics and an amazing catch that you're like, the gods are on our, the baseball gods are on our sides. And I thought the baseball gods were on our side.
Well, and remember, we all thought before Kafis came up, and it was a big talking point after this weekend, was he's not as big as I thought he was going to be. We all expected this big power hitter that's going to come in with this wide frame. Well, maybe not having the wide frame helps him be able to move a little more in the outfield whenever he's stepping into that role.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.